We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police say a 17-year-old student at Keller's Timber Creek High School has been arrested for bringing a loaded gun to school. Fortunately, no one was hurt. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
School administrators received an anonymous tip yesterday about the gun from another student. They say it was detailed enough that an officer was able to find and detain the suspect almost immediately. And because of that, the school did not need to go into lockdown. This is the second example in less than a week of how speaking up can save lives. Last Friday, a tipster helped prevent a potential mass shooting at the Everman High School homecoming game. Two teenagers were arrested there. The Timber Creek student is behind bars as well, and they are facing a felony charge and expulsion. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Hunt County jury has returned a not guilty verdict against a former Wolf City cop charged with murder. He was accused of killing a community leader nearly 2 years ago. KRLD's Austin York has the latest.
The jury found that Sean Lucas feared for his safety and that lethal force was justified. Lucas had been charged with murder in the death of Wolf City community leader Jonathan Price. Lucas was on duty as a cop when he was called to a fight at a convenience store. Lucas claims Price was intoxicated, resisted arrest, and then grabbed for Lucas's taser. Lucas's attorney, Toby Shook, says his client feared for his safety, and that's why he shot his gun.
It's one of those instances where things can happen very quickly. When law enforcement, someone's intoxicated, and you wish you could take it back. But in the end, I don't believe it was murder. I believe he operated and exercising reasonable self-defense.
Price's family says he was simply trying to break up a fight. The investigator says Price was unarmed and lethal force was not necessary. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This week, Governor Abbott took aim at Mexican cartels that are adding to the opioid crisis. He's designated those cartels as terrorist organizations. KRLD's Barbara Schwartz explains how that can help.
The governor says these cartels are moving the deadly drug fentanyl into the state. Alex Del Carmen, criminologist at Tarleton State University, says while the move on the governor's part is partly symbolic, the designation as terrorist isn't.
Basically implies that law enforcement, you know, at the federal, state, and local level should address it as a terrorist organization in the context of how they deal with them, the resources that are made available to deal with them, and ultimately how they're imprisoned or how they're sentenced.
He says bringing over fentanyl isn't really all that different from smuggling foreign actors into the U.S. who would inflict terror. In the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Recent gun violence in Texas is impacting how Texans feel about gun safety reforms. That's according to a new study out of the University of Houston. Here's KRLD's Chris Fox.
At least three quarters of Texans now say they support universal background checks for gun purchases, red flag gun laws, and banning anyone with a restraining order filed for stalking or domestic violence from possessing or purchasing a gun. University of Houston's Mark Jones.
Over two-thirds of Texans support raising the age to purchase an assault rifle from 18 to 21. And that includes 56% of Republicans and three-quarters of Republican women.
Republicans do not support an all-out ban on assault-style rifles or high-capacity magazines. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with the opening of the State Fair of Texas just a week off, Big Tex will stand up at Fair Park today, standing as high as a six-story building. The big fella has presided over the State Fair for 70 years, making his debut in 1952. He began speaking the next year and greets fairgoers with a hearty, howdy, folks. To this day, crews hoisted Big Tex into standing position at 10 a.m. The State Fair opens a week from today, opening its annual 24-day run.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.